Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
Tell you something, church, if we want revival, we're going to have to work at it. If we want to see God move in our midst, we can't sit like quiet little church mice. The Bible said, and I've quoted it this morning, He inhabits the praise of His people. And if we're not praising, then He's not inhabiting. Did you catch that? If we're not praising, Brother Francis, He's not going to inhabit. Boy, it got quiet on that one. Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to read two verses, starting at verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall, and here it is, folks, change our vile body. I like that. That it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue. How many things? All things unto Himself. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Your word tonight. We pray that You'll touch us one more time tonight to break forth Your bread of life. Open up our hearts, our minds, and our ears to receive with meekness Your engrafted word. And we'll never fail to give You all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I was thinking, as I said before, all the talk so far tonight, it's been here at the last anyway, that's been speaking of some of our special needs children. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I just kind of ask everybody if they would to kind of think in your mind and ask yourself this question. Have you ever had a time in your life where you've looked at someone, be it an older person, middle-aged person, or a child, and said these words, Lord, I don't understand that. I've been there a few times myself. In fact, I'm just going to cough mine out, as my mother-in-law who went on to be with Glory used to say. I had a similar conversation with God about Rebecca, Ronnie and Lisa's little girl that's in the wheelchair. I remember one day I was walking the floors of the house and I was praying. And I thought about what Sister Maximilia said tonight. It really struck a nerve with me, and I can connect with what she's saying about being thankful to God in all things. And I thought about Job in the Bible. But anyway, I was praying and I said, Lord, and I began to get angry. How many has ever got angry at God? Come on, don't sit on me now. And I said, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't understand why. I'm not going to go into all the particulars, but I don't understand why this, why that, why. And the Lord just let me rant and rave and continue on and really make a spectacle out of myself there. Thank God I was by myself. And when I got done, Sister Shahida, all he had to do was just speak a couple of words. Now, some of you might relate to this. Growing up, I have a father that he didn't have to get the belt. Uncle John, all he had to do was look at us, and we knew we was dead when we got home. When my Heavenly Father spoke to me, I felt about that high. And from that day forward, Brother Archie, I used to make it a point to go around and tell people, when I think I've got it bad, when my family thinks they have it bad, take a good look around you. I guarantee you, you're going to find somebody who's a lot worse off than you are. And I thought about what Sister Maximilia, Brother Francis, was saying about their son, but I really thought about when she got to Brother Brown. How many times have I witnessed ministers, pastors, two in particular, Pastor Bill and Sister Hazel Truby. I witnessed how they died. And again, I asked, why, Lord, why? These are Your pastors. They ministered for many years. They started the church in their basement and built it into a tabernacle about like this, maybe a little bigger. and worked all them years for you, and why, Lord, would you let them go out that way? But just like Sister Maximilia said tonight, there is a time that's appointed to each and every one of us, and God knows, Brother Gene, the plans that he has for us. And this is how he straightened me out, Brother Mark. He took me back to the Word of God. First, he showed me Job. I'm not going to go into all that tonight. How many, by a show of hands, know the story of Job? Okay, so we're on the same page there. But what he really got me with was Elisha, not Elijah, the one that went up in the chariot of fire, but Elisha, the one that followed. This was a man, and now listen to me tonight, this was a man that raised the dead. This was a man that caused oil to appear in an empty barrel. This was a man that caused the famine to come and rain to come the next time. This was a man that healed people's bodies. I mean, he worked miracles. He had a double portion of what Elijah had. And the Lord brought me to the scripture, and so many preachers and evangelists just tend to skip over it when they preach on Elisha. They said, and Elijah lay sick. And I'm just going to put it in our everyday terms, of the disease or the infirmity wherewith he would die from. Uh-oh. And the Lord brought me to that scripture, Brother Tracy, and he said, now, you still want to talk about pastors? They don't get much more anointed than Brother Elisha was. God has a divine order and a divine plan. Elisha, if we could go back in time and talk to him while he lay on his deathbed, more than likely he wouldn't have an answer for us as to why he was dying the way that he was dying. Stay with me. I'm going to show you something tonight. With it being recorded in the annals of God's Word, that historical document that we have that we call the Bible, we have him as an example. That the same God that was faithful to Elisha, even to the time that he laid upon his deathbed, we have that as an example that we are not alone in this time. When we see our loved ones go out, Sister Brenda, in a way we don't understand, we can look back to the Word of God and see God is no respecter of persons. And he made me feel that high that day as I was ranting and raving. Now, everybody has their own ideas and opinions of things. And I'm going to share something with you that I meant to share earlier, and I guess it was just meant for tonight. It's probably why I couldn't remember it. But it ties right in with Elisha. Elisha was laying there, and when they walked in, Elisha uttered these words, "Behold the chariot of God and the horsemen thereof." Forget about the sickness. Forget that I'm laying here in this bed. My eyes have just seen the chariot of God. Amen. And while I was standing in the hospital room at Miami Valley Hospital with Brother Winfred Brown, he started talking about seeing horses going across the top of the ceiling. Some of them said he was talking out of his head. I said, you can swallow that pill if you want to. And I don't see it that way. I believe, as Sister Maximilia said, God was getting ready to reach down and pick up his flower. And he was seeing the chariot of God and the horsemen thereof. Woo! Brother Gene, he's faithful even in death. He's faithful even in death. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The doctor said, she will never live to see the age of 5. How old is she? 14. I always forget how old she is. Okay, I'll do good to remember my own age. 14 years old, still kicking. Amen. And when you walk into her room, Sister Nedra, and you say, Becca, amen. And she gets that leg a kicking. When she comes to church, when she's able, and the music starts, she gets the leg a kicking. Amen. She starts squealing because she can feel the glory of God. I got to go back to the verses here. This is going to tie it all together. Speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 21, who shall change? Can everybody say that word with me? Change our vile body. Think about that. How many times have you felt vile? Now, I'm not talking about sinful. All right, but how many times have you just felt vile? I'll raise both of my hands. This past week, I'll be honest with you, I felt pretty vile. I told my wife, I said, don't get in my face. Whatever I got, I don't want to give it to you. When I hugged my little girls, I hugged them sideways. I felt pretty vile. But the exciting thing about it all, and I began to think about these verses of scriptures earlier in the week, one of these days, Brother Tom, there's not going to be any more sin. There's not going to be any more sickness. There's not going to be any more pain, sorrow, poverty, or death. Because the scripture says, Jesus, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his what? Glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. What does that mean? Well, simply what that means is what can't be done right here in the natural. Don't lose me now. What can't be done right here in the natural with this flesh? You know, we war constantly. Everybody's got a vice. Every Christian's got a vice. When Jesus comes back, the Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be what?
Changed.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. I believe Dr. Jack Van Impe said that it was 7/100ths of a second, the twinkle in the eye. I can't even comprehend a second. But 7/100ths of a second is how long it takes light to reach the eye when it opens or twinkles. That's how quickly he's going to change our vile bodies and be fashioned immediately like unto his glorious body. So much for hanging our head low, feeling sorry for ourselves. I like what Job said. His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? She watched him go through everything. How's that for a spouse? You know, you just watched every one of you, here come the messenger, you know, telling you every one of your kids have been killed. Here comes another messenger. Every one of your flocks have been destroyed. Here come another messenger. All every bit of your cattle on this side have been wiped out. As if that wasn't enough, here come old Lucy, Slewfoot, whatever you want to call him, and walked up to God. Some people call him Splitfoot. And he said, let me touch his body and he'll curse you to your face. So God said, okay, all that he has is in your power. Only touch not his soul. Now, what did he do? The Bible says he afflicted him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet with sores and boils. The Bible said that he scraped them and the dogs licked them. And his wife watched all this and she said, why don't you curse God and die? And Job said, woman, you speak like one of them foolish children over there. I know that my Redeemer lives. And though he slays me, yet will I trust in him. If you need another example, the three Hebrew children standing before King Nebuchadnezzar, they said it like this, O king, we are not careful to answer thee in this manner. If it be so, the God that we serve will deliver us and is able to deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if he chooses not to do so, we're still not going to bow down and worship your image. Now that's the kind of attitude God's looking for. We can't bargain with God. And there's people trying to do it every day, Brother Gene. Lord, if you'll do this, I'll serve you. Big liar. I know, because I've witnessed some of them. Lord, if you'll do this, I've had people tell me, Brother Jimmy ever starts a church, we'll be the first ones there. I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him yet. We started our first church in Springfield. And I thought, okay, kind of had that in the back of my mind. That's not why I took the position, but I thought, you know, every little bit helps. I thought, well, that's good to know. I've got some posse behind me, you know. I looked around. There was no posse. The Lord has a way of teaching us. We don't lean on man. You've heard me say from this pulpit many times, Jimmy Haining is not in a popularity contest. If I was, Brother Gene, you know what? I'd be worried about what every one of you thought about what I say. But I don't. I love y'all, but I don't. I got to answer to him. I got to answer to God for every word that I speak from this pulpit. And Brother Archie, if in my mind I'm thinking, Lord, I'm going to preach for you as long as this and as long as that, and as long as they don't get mad at me, and as long as this side don't stone me, Lord, I'm going to stand up here and I'll preach. But Lord, if they give me the hairy eyeball, then I'm going to go Joel Osteen on them. How's it go? Where's she back there? Hakuna. Come on. Help me out. Louder. Now that part right there, what does it mean in English? In English. In English. There is none like you. What'd you do that for, Brother Jimmy? Well, I just got through telling you, we don't depend on circumstances and conditions. If God be for me, who can be against me? One of these days we have the promise that God's going to change this vile body. The body that gets tired. The body that says, oh man, is it Wednesday night Bible study already? The body that says, like my daughter's back there, Mom, can we sleep for another half an hour on Sunday morning? Well, if you hadn't been up playing the Wii or looking at your tablet all night, you'd be all right. He's going to change our vile bodies and fashion them like unto his glorious body. I don't know what that does for you folks, but what that does for me is it gives me more of a determination to just keep pressing on. And be thankful to God in every situation, no matter what it is. We're not always going to understand it, and I'll wrap it up with this. We're not always going to understand, Brother Gene, Sister Paula, why things are the way they are. We're not always going to understand it. We're not always going to have an answer. But we have this promise that by and by, we're going to know all things, even as we are known. That's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, I think I know myself pretty well. God knows me better than I do. But I think I know myself pretty well. And the Bible says we will know all things like unto ourselves. I don't know if you all got that or not, the way you're looking at me. But one of these days, we're not going to have any more questions. Now, I know what I'm talking about. I've had family members look me right in the eye and say, now, I don't get this. Well, I don't get a lot of things either, but it ain't up to me to get it. We've got to keep pressing on. He that shall endure till when? The end, the very same, shall be saved. Stand with me tonight if you would. Father, I'm thankful for the services that you've given us this week. Praise you for your word. Praise you, Lord, for the testimonies of the saints, for every song that's been sung. Should you choose to come back before the next appointed time of meeting, Lord, my prayer is that everyone under the sound of my voice tonight knows that they're ready to meet you at your coming. Help us, Lord God, to realize how far we've come in you, that we have a heaven to gain, and greater yet, we have a hell to shun. I pray, Lord God, that you would help us all to devour this word, Lord God, that we've received, to eat it up, Lord, that it will take root in our heart, in our life, that we'll take it with us through the week. Make soul winners out of us through your word, we pray, Lord Jesus. And we put our trust in you. Lord, we realize you have the answer to every question. And so we're going to trust you, Lord, with everything in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Could we come around the altar and spend a little time with the Lord before we leave tonight? Let's tell him how much we love him.
Well, troubles come and troubles go, but they don't worry me. Cause again, and he takes good care of me. When I'm down and out, I cannot shout, and my spirit's feeling low. He puts a big tub of honey in my soul. There's peace, joy, and happiness in serving Christ my Lord. Don't need to be discouraged, and no time to get bored. Just sing and shout and praise his name, and let that devil know that there's a big tub of honey. There's a big tub of honey in my soul. Since Jesus washed and he made me whole, I can feel the old-time power makes the hallelujahs roll. There's a big tub of honey in my soul. Well, I've been saved and I'm on my way to a heavenly land so fair.
When he calls me to his throne, I'm going on.
Blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haney and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
Thanks for listening to HLE Radio, baby, located in the Christian country music capital of the world, Jennings, Louisiana, the home of Christian country, baby.